Sandy Kozlowski with Building Blocks of Recovery, coming to you every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. If you have questions about recovery and how recovery, yoga, sober support, and even food can help build your recovery program, then Building Blocks of Recovery Radio is for you. Please give me a call every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 646-716-5901. 646-716-5901.
Oh, I'm so verklempt from this weekend. I apologize. Hi, this is Sandy with Building Blocks of Recovery Radio, and I'm so happy to get to talk to you tonight. I have had such an amazing, amazing time this past weekend. Getting to meet incredible, incredible people from... Sorry, what you're hearing me clicking is I'm inviting people to the show right now. I got a chance to meet 15 of the very most amazing women I have ever had the chance to talk to. So I have to tell you, every woman that I get a chance to talk to, I find amazing. But actually every person has a story. So anyway, I got to work with these 15 women, and they recorded their stories for me, and I did a little conference called How I Bounced Back. And I spent hours editing and building the website and creating the web pages and creating all the links and checking and double checking and rechecking. And I feel fairly confident with technology. So I thought that this would be just fine. Holy cannoli, Batman. And if you can resonate with this kind of holy cannoli Batman day, give me a call at 646-716-5901. 646-716-5901. So anyway, so I uploaded, the conference was set to go live at 12:01 a.m. on the 19th. And I uploaded it, all the links were working, everything was great. I'm sorry, about 10 minutes till, and the whole site crashed. And I had to really quick go in and rebuild the site, and I rebuilt it. It was only like 10 minutes late. And then the site went up, and I stayed up until about 2 o'clock that morning, getting emails out and links to make sure that they double and triple checked. Double and triple check that they worked, and did all this amazing stuff. Went to bed, woke up, none of the links were working. I don't know what happened. I mean, it just doesn't get any easier than cut and paste. You know what I mean? And I don't know why, so I resent it and resent it one more time. And finally, I just opened up the seminar to any and everybody, which actually it was a free seminar anyway, so I feel really, really good about that. And some folks are still saying that the links didn't work. So what I was really proud of, and I don't know if you can relate to this experience at all, is, and if you hear my story, and you will, and I'll tell you how in a second, I'm a pretty low self-esteem, anxiety-ridden girl, usually. And one of the things that I realized about this weekend that made me the most proud is my growth as a person on the planet. Not that I would wish technology challenges on any human being, but the thing that I was the very, very, very most proud of is that I didn't give up. I didn't cry. I didn't even cry, which is kind of amazing because if you read my story, it sounds like I cry all the time, and I actually don't. But I didn't cry. I didn't give up. I didn't get mad. I just kept working it because, you know, I was driven by my passion. My passion is that there's not one person on the planet that doesn't feel loved, that doesn't feel that there is somebody out there. And these amazing, amazing women that I had the blessing to work with all had very different stories. But I was just so let me stop there for a second before I delve into the ladies. I was so proud of myself. And what is it in you? You know, it's not about, and this is one of the themes of the conference, it's not about having a perfect life. It's about having a recovering life. I don't give a rat's patootie what you're recovering from, right? Like, I've been super honest about recovering from drug addiction and alcoholism. What I didn't tell you, what I haven't shared, or maybe I have in the past, is that I have Meniere's disease. And in my case, Meniere's disease, I have it on both sides, and it's an autoimmune disease. And whenever I'm super overtired and super stressed, it goes into overdrive, or when the barometer rapidly drops. That is what happens. So the interesting part about this weekend is that not only was I exhausted because I work full time, I teach yoga, I run my yoga business, writing my book, and putting together this seminar pretty much by myself. And I ran myself right into a Meniere's attack. And let me tell you, Meniere's in the past for me has really tanked me. Like, that is definitely one of my triggers. So even being sick with Meniere's, and what that looks like for me, think of anybody that you've ever known with a middle ear infection, and that's actually what happens to me. Only for me, it's my inner ear, not my middle ear, and it's both sides. So I was walking like I had been drinking. Thank goodness I didn't get pulled over. I was dizzy and nauseous, and technology wasn't working and all of that. And you know what's really cool? I didn't blame anybody. Like, it was no one's fault, was what it was. And for me today, that's growth. I don't know what growth looks like for you, but for me today, that's growth, because as a recovering addict, you know, what do we do? What do we do when we're recovering from something? It's someone else's fault, right? It's not my responsibility. It is outside of me. Today, that's not my story. Today, my story is it is in me to fix things. It is in me to do the best I can do with what I do. And I have to tell you that Saturday night, even though I was disappointed in the quality of things that were out of my control, I also know that I did everything within my control. That's new for me. So I am super excited and happy to have had that experience. What is your recovery moment? Like, what does your one moment look like when you said, oh my gosh, I think this is working? You give me a call at 646-716-5901, 646-716-5901. And let me share with you something. So as you know, the name of this radio show is Building Blocks of Recovery. Where that came from is a little book I wrote, actually several editions of the book I wrote, called Building Blocks of Recovery. And what I have going on is I have a 7-week course that I will be offering that talks about how to recover. You know, the course starts September 28th, and the most amazing and miracle part of this course is that our timing is absolutely perfect for the holidays. Whether you celebrate the holidays or not, as you know, the holidays can be a super, super stressful time. For today and tomorrow, I'm offering the course. It's regularly a $795 course. I'm offering it at half off for $397. So if you go to buildingblocksofrecovery.com, go to bookings, you will find the conference there, and click on that. And what you and I will do, and here's the part that I'm the most proud of. I don't want to work with everybody. I'm going to throw that out there right now. I don't want to go work with everybody. I want to work with my people. I want to work with the people who I understand their heart and they understand mine. And because I love and respect your healing so much, I want you to know that before I accept folks into my class, what I do is you and I'll have a phone conversation. And, you know, you think you kind of know me one way on Blog Talk Radio, but I want you to get to know me. Like, I want to know your name, and I want to know about you, and I want you to know more about me. And so we'll have a conversation before the conference starts. So buildingblocks.com, go to bookings. It's right there. Book your time. I'll give you a call, right? So back to some of the lessons I learned at the conference, other than that I can make a difference. I'm
really tired today.
Other than I can stick through no matter what. The other things that I learned was every single one of the speakers met with a dark night of the soul. And every single one of them found that moment to be resilient. And one of the speakers talks about when you feel beaten up, just as beaten up as you could possibly be, it's in that moment that you find your courage. And, you know, I have to tell you, I watched that clip about 87 million times, and I cried like every single time, because it was so, so incredibly beautiful. Sorry, you can hear my Facebook going off. Anyway, it was so, so incredibly beautiful, and I really loved it. Because it's true. I think about my own dark night of the soul, and it was in that moment that that little teeniest, tiny spark of courage showed up. The other thing I learned, to look for the unexpected, to always keep our minds and our hearts open. Sandra Miller's Younger talks about fleeing from one of the largest wildfires in California history, and that she followed a bobcat out. And if she had not gone the way that the literal bobcat ran, 12 of her neighbors did not make it out of that fire. And I am just so stunned at, keep your eyes open, because, and don't judge the messenger. The other thing that I learned from the conference is that when our bodies become diseased, there's a lot of work to be done. Some of the conference speakers talked about nutrition. They talked about correcting the mind. And I have to tell you, here's kind of a funny aside. I am so investigating this nutrition question for myself. And I knew I would get here. And I think I've been preparing myself for years to get here, because I definitely want to move towards macrobiotics in my thought process, which is probably why Christina Borello is in my book. It probably is why, to tell you the truth, I'm so enamored by the Cushy Institute and by her work. But I'm so compelled that I actually made black bean brownies tonight. Oh my gosh, if you have not made black bean brownies, you girl or guy, you got to go do it. If you whirl the beans enough. So I made mine from scratch. No, I didn't grow the black beans myself, but I soaked them, I cooked them, and then I made the black bean brownies. As long as you whirl them enough, so I stuck them in my Vitamix. Oh my gosh, they are incredible. It tastes like fudge. It's incredible. No black bean, because I'll tell you what, I live in a house full of teenage kids, and trust me, if it did not taste good, they would let me know. Okay, so anyway. So people talked about nutrition, and sorry for that squirrel moment, and they talked about how nutrition could heal the body, how correcting their thoughts and their negative thought patterns and maybe even some of their type A lifestyle could connect to, you know, could help heal that disease. And there were a couple of people, Michelle and Mary in particular, particular who talked about no matter what, they kept looking for the answer that would heal their body. I don't know if Michelle and Mary know each other. Stories are so, I hope they do, because their stories are so remarkably similar. And both of them just said no to being diseased for the rest of their lives. That's not to say that they're not still fighting some kind of illness. That's not to say that they don't have their bad days. Self-care became number one. And when I was listening to Katie, and she was telling her story about trichotillomania, you know, that, the hair pulling, that is a daily maintenance, just like Lyme's disease, just like arthritis, just like Meniere's, actually. And so I found that just fascinating, that daily maintenance of our actual physical body is so important. And I have to tell you that Lisa shared, Lisa C. shared about how, and I'm so enamored by this also, she shared about how she changed her life. Sorry, I don't know why this makes me cry, except maybe this is the very thing. So Lisa, if you're listening, thank you. This is the very thing I think my soul needed to hear, how she changed her life at 10 minutes at a time. Like, took her dog for a walk for 10 minutes. She practiced meditation for 10 minutes. And yoga for 10 minutes. And I was like, you know, once again, I was so enamored by the food and I'm so enamored by what Lisa said, because I have goals and dreams in my life and yet I'm not totally stepping into them. And I think I can be honest with you here, because recovery is not about perfection. It's about being honest with the journey, right? Okay. And that's what I read about in my book, Be Honest About Your Journey. Well, I'm not going to ask you to go on a journey I'm not willing to go on. So anyway, Lisa talks about how this absolute spiritual experience happened 10 minutes at a time. And yet, you know, when you hear her story, it's almost like tidal wave upon tidal wave of things tried to wipe her out, and she just stood strong. And that was so incredible to me. And Kathleen and Nicole both talk about honoring your journey, honoring your pain, honoring your journey. Kathleen does work with memoir. Now, in my book, I do work with journaling. And I'll tell you something towards the bottom of the show. But Kathleen talks about memoir. And you know what I like about her memoir idea? Is first of all, she's so incredibly supportive with the fact that memoir, that someone needs to hear your story. And not even just your friends and your family, but your story will impact somebody that you may not even know. Nicole does the same work through collage and through artwork. And really kind of having more a tactile healing experience. Both things I love, getting your story out of you, because this is what I will tell you, your story is beautiful. And people need to hear, we need to go back to telling each other our stories, not in a victim way, not in a what can I get out of this way. I need your story and you need mine. When I listened to Lisa S., and she talked about moving out of despair. What's really funny is Lisa and I are, and Vanessa talked about the same kind of thing. What's really funny is Lisa, Vanessa, and I are all, welcome to the guests that have logged on. Vanessa and I actually live really close together. And Lisa and I have been known each other for many years. And actually Jackie and I do too. And it's funny how so many pieces of our stories were the same. And yet I looked at Vanessa and I looked at Lisa and I looked at Jackie and I thought, oh, they've got it all together. And I measured myself against what they had instead of loving what they did. I don't know if that makes sense. Instead of appreciating and acting and sharing my story with them, I sat back and I judged. And I'm sure they know this. So I'm sure I'm not telling you anything that I don't, you know, that they don't know. So I find that super interesting that we need to tell each other the story so that we can promote healing. This conference has led me to the next level. And I found that I'm adopting and I'm changed a little bit by every single presenter. So what I chose to do, yesterday I chose to sleep and rest and be off technology most of the day. My heart was tired, my head was tired, my body literally hurt. And that's new for me. You know what? That is new behavior also. I am a drive girl. And I'm trying to be a live girl. So I was really proud of myself that I could back out of that a little bit. And I disconnected. And I think that time, one of my mentors, Rachel Cook, who's the Yogipreneur, she has taught me about taking technology breaks. And you know, after yesterday, I'm beginning to see that that's a darn fine idea. The other thing that I'm doing is I went to my bookshelf and I pulled out books, like actual books, not on the Kindle, but page-turning kind of books. And one of the books, funny that I pulled this one out because it wasn't the one I was going for. Can you remember? Oh, I do remember the one I was going for now. But I pulled out this book called A Circle of Stones, Woman's Journey to Herself by, I don't know how to say this woman's last name, but I'm going to try to see if I can get her on the show. Judith, D-U-E-R-K. And what's interesting is I opened it up and it was given to me July 31st in 1997. And I want to read to you what the person who gave this to me said. And it's so funny because I'll play in a second. Sandy, I felt led to share this book with you. It's very powerful and full of wisdom. I share it with strong women because it reminds us of our strength and it reminds us to be real. Thank you so much for being so real and so present. I wish you great peace. You know, what's funny is this was in 1997. I'm not sure what real or present meant at that time. So it's kind of wonderful, actually, that I was that. And that's the other reason we tell our stories, right? Like, I think I've gone deeper with being real and present, but it looks like I always have been. There's one part in the book I just want to share with you really quickly. Sorry, I'm trying to turn the pages quietly. But this is such a stunning end. If there's guys listening to me, I really want you to know this is for you too. This is a woman's book. But guys, this is for you too. You know, you need to share your stories. Like, get over your ego, get over yourself, and start mentoring each other. There is a book out in the 80s called Iron John about the fact that men need to create traditions to move into manhood. And that's the biggest thing that people are missing is that journey into manhood. And how many young men would we stop losing? Sorry, this is definitely my soapbox. How many young men would we stop losing if more and more people decided to actually mentor the youth instead of judging them? Off my soapbox now. I want to read you something Judith wrote, though. And I noticed that she has retreats in Sedona, Arizona. So this could, I have a feeling I'm going down a rabbit hole on this one, but I'm kind of excited. What she says is, how might your life have been different if there had been a place for you to go to be with your mother, with your sisters and the aunts, with your grandmothers and the great and great great grandmothers, a place of women to go, to be, to return to as women. How much your life has been different. I don't know about you, but I could just sit and think about that all day long. I've been missing, I'm originally from New York, and when we moved out here, I just never had the money to get to go back as often as I would have wished to get the wisdom of my grandmother and my great-grandmother. And I really wished I could have had more time. You know, it's that wisdom that we don't pass on. One of the things that I get to do is in my life, and I'm grateful that I get this opportunity. I have a young woman living in my house, and I'm getting to teach her about the ways of saving money and of cooking and canning and how a woman moves and manages her home. I got to teach my daughter. I have only one daughter, and I got to teach my daughter, and yes, I have taught my sons. All of my sons know how to can. I'm proud of that. And then I worked with another young woman today that I consider to be like a daughter, and that was an amazing and humbling experience to hear, "Thank you, Sandy, I love you," and to feel the love generating through the phone when she knew that her story had been heard. I am truly grateful for the How I Bounced Back conference. And what in the last few minutes of the show today, what I'm doing is I'm very busy, but I'm not overdoing it. I'm very busy moving all of the conference material to a couple of places. You'll find it pretty soon, probably as a Saturday. You'll find it on SoundCloud. You will find it on YouTube, on the Building Blocks of Recovery channel. And I also got the website of howibounceback.net. Now, somebody bought the .com one many, many years ago and did nothing with it. I'm sure they're just holding on to it. And I'm 98,000% sure I can't afford whatever they're going to ask for it. But I bought howibounceback.net because I'm going to load up a content there. You know, honestly, the intention of the conference, though I did talk about, and each one of us are businesswomen, and we did talk about our businesses, right? There was no sales seminar to it. What it really was about sharing our hearts. And that's why I want to put the conference materials up, is because there's not enough people out there sharing their hearts. There's a couple of other sites I'm just thinking out loud. There's a couple of other sites I want to let you know about. One is droppingkeys.net, droppingkeys, K-E-Y-S.net. Of inspirational stories of people overcoming both mental health challenges and addiction. Also, there is the Relaunch podcast. He does Joel and Pei do amazing work, and they are influencing the world for good. I want you to know that if you are feeling sad or down or lost, there is going to be somebody out here looking out for you. There is going to be somebody who cares very much for you. Until next week. This is Sandy Kozlowski, the author of Building Blocks of Recovery. Available now for you on Amazon.com and for the Kindle is Building Blocks of Recovery, the second edition, where I took the initial workbook and I reworked it so that you could really delve in deeper. The deluxe edition has journal pages, coloring pages, recipes, delicious color. It's a 360 experience on how to change your life. The journal pages is if you download the Kindle version and you're looking for something a little bit more to go a little bit deeper, the journal pages are for you. Building Blocks of Recovery is now available for you to purchase for yourself or a loved one on the Kindle and on Amazon.com.